This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Again, Yip Jump Music, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Never superstitious, never fictitious. This is the one and only Yip Jump Music back again today after a bit of a technical public transportation related snafu last week. Never been more back, chock full of new music that I am just so excited to be able to share with you. This first song, I'm not gonna dilly-dally, and I am gonna call it now, folks. This is probably my best album of the year. It is October, I feel comfortable saying that. now, and the song just came out 2 Fridays ago, very end of September. We heard from this band, who I've played most of the singles for this release, which is Eels from Being Dead, out of the great state of Texas and the great city of Austin. The song is not only probably my favorite song off the record at this moment, it is also the title, not the title track, the opening track of the record. And it's just a classic, real fun, down-home love story of a human and the world's favorite kaiju. This is Godzilla Rises from Being Dead. Please enjoy.
Sure. Nebulous mass.
Ancient contract.
Deterministic rat.
Chronic denial.
Bitter romance.
Anchoring point.
A fixed position.
If you let me go,
wake up late, you feel your heart begin to work, and now you're all dressed up, of course, inhaling cabs out of your door. On 14th Street, I feel my head between my knees, an orange swimming through the cheese, an orange swimming through the cheese. Where could I go? What could I do? Put in the state, my lips and eyes give me the way, and now there's nothing I can say. No, I'm pulled away, I see another. Myself, it's found true love and happiness to sit and smoke down the jet boy. Two boys, one to kiss your neck and one to bring you back. Just get you out of bed when you're so falling out before. From knocking at my door, your head against the floorboards. Two boys, one to love you sweetly, wander so discreetly. Before I leave, I want to try to go back in time to just that moment in my life. I should have spoke up, but I lied. As I sat there with my jaw open and I smiled, he pulled his sweater off and tried to explain how I've given up on love. I'm pulled away, I see another of myself who's found true love and happiness to sit and smoke there on the chair. Beside the bed, I read this past week's New Yorker and watching Pain Antarctica, watching Pain Antarctica. Two boys, one to kiss your neck and one to bring you breakfast, get you out of bed when you're sore from the night before, from knocking on my door, your head against the floorboards. Two boys, one to love you sweetly, one does so discreetly, never will he meet me, but I'm sure that you'll catch your breath, you'll sleep into the day, to wake up with some medical.
Lost in her room.
blackout emergency preparedness PSA. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. You heard it here, folks. Start prepping. Courtesy of WMFO, Start Prepping. That last track was a brand new single from the one and only Faye Webster. That was After the First Kiss. Just came out last week, barely a few days ago, and it's fantastic. We also heard a new old favorite. There's a new pressing and I think a remastered version of the record Half Light from Rostam, which we played, Bike Dream. Probably the most picked up, I guess, single off of that record. But the whole record to me is triple platinum. And that came out in 2017, which feels like 5 million years ago. But it's an album that I love very much, and I love Rostam very much. And gotta play it. Gotta play that. Gotta play some polystyrene. I thought that was a beautiful pairing, and I want to give a quick shout out, speaking of polystyrene, and specifically that track Dreaming, to one of our international, across the globe listeners today, all the way, hailing all the way from Berlin. That's in Germany, folks. Alyssa's listening in, and I did steal that song off of one of her many excellent playlists for one of many, many, many excellent radio programs that she participates in. So there you go. And yeah, prior to that, some MGMT. That record also came out this year, Loss of Life. And some old music from a band that I love their new album so much, I started to go back into their old records, which is how you know it's bad, because you can't, you're like squeezing all the juice out of the new stuff, but you don't want to waste it all on you now, so you're trying to go back and like even it out. So I went back, listened to a bunch of Crack Cloud. They're a band out of Canada. They just put out this fantastic album, The Red Mile, and if you haven't listened to it, listen to it. I play a bunch of songs from it. This song was off their self-titled album, 2018, and it was Empty Cell. Very punky, I think more in line with the majority of their stuff than the new record. More punky, more... I found this song to sound a lot like Devo, who is one of my favorite bands of all time, so gotta play it. And then we started off, of course, with Being Dead and Eels, and they are, of course, playing a show later this month in just a few weeks now at the Rockwell Theater in Somerville, so I'll be there if you want to do a little meet and greet. I will be signing official Yip Jump Music merch only. And if you don't know what that is, then you clearly are not a real fan. Nevertheless, we'll press on. It's really, we have quite a bit of time, but I think I should be able to fill it quite well. I know this first song is definitely going to be a big hit with this crowd, because this is a band that I also play a lot. They also just put out a new single, and it's also fantastic. You know them very well. You love them. From Boston, from beautiful Boston, Massachusetts, the band is Winkler, and this is Bazooka Baby. It's Bazooka Baby. Anyway, that was a little like Austin Butler as Elvis for you. But I just can't get my voice to go that low. So just imagine that he said that. Anyway, this is Winkler.
Like a bazooka, baby. Something so criminal. Would you like a little wine?
Was a Capricorn, he ate organic foods. He believed in love and peace and never wore no shoes. Long hair, beard, and sandals, and a funky bunch of friends. Reckon they just nail him up if he come down again. 'Cause everybody's gotta have somebody to look down on, who they can feel better than at any time they please. Someone doing something dirty, decent folks can frown on. You can't find nobody else and help yourself to me. And rednecks cussing, hippies for the hair. Others laugh at straights, who laugh at freaks, who laugh at squares. Some folks hate the whites, who hate the blacks, who hate the Klan. Most of us hate anything that we don't understand. 'Cause everybody's gotta have somebody to look down on, who they can't do better than. Something dirty, decent folks can frown on. But you can't find nobody else and help yourself to me. Help yourself, brother. Help yourself, Jim. Help yourself, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you. He needs me, he needs me, he needs me. He needs me. It's like a diamond dance, I'll take a chance, I will be, 'cause he needs me. Oh, no one ever asked before, because they never needed me.
But I does, but I do.
Maybe it's because he's so alone. Maybe it's because he's never had a home. He needs me, he needs me, he needs me. He needs me. For once in life, I finally felt that someone really needed me.
For being an unofficial sponsor of this episode, because I will be playing to the end three different Harry Nilsson songs within the same hour, which is just kind of fantastic if you think about it. That was He Needs Me, of course, written by Harry Nilsson, from the Popeye film soundtrack. Also, I believe, featured in Punch Drunk Love. And that version was from the A's off of their album Fruit, which came out a few years ago. Sorry, I'm fiddling because I can't hear myself. Okay, that's better. We heard from the A's, we heard from At, we heard from Aldous Harding, all A names. Before that, the Lemon Twigs, You Don't Know How to Fall Into Place. They Don't Know How to Fall Into Place, off of A Dream Is All We Know, record that came out earlier this year. They just played recently also in Somerville, and I was sad to miss the show, but the record's fantastic. And that song is fun. And it's a good time. We also heard from the late, great Kris Kristofferson with just a really fun song, Jesus Was a Capricorn, paired perfectly, thematically paired with What's Your Sign from Harry Nilsson. See, this is, my mind is just always making connections, but they're all radio connections. None of them are actually relevant to the real world. But that's the kind of thing that I'm cooking up usually. And then, of course, we started off this half hour with Winkler and Bazooka Baby. I don't know what else there is to say. We're towards the end of our time together today. But in case you forgot, this has been Yip-Jip Music, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That's really all I gotta say. Maybe I'll just play this out with the song that we end every week with. I don't know, it doesn't feel right. I feel like there's something else that I had to say. Well, maybe I'll just do a little promo. The next month has a lot of great shows. I will point you in particular towards a little festival happening right around Somerville, right around the Arts at the Armory area. The Fuzz Festival, you've probably seen posters around with a very scary looking Halloween cat on it. That is the Fuzz Festival, and a lot of great bands playing there. Check it out. Once again, the song that started it all this hour, Being Dead. Their record Eels just came out, and they are also going to be on tour, if not already, very, very soon. And they will be in Somerville, Massachusetts very, very soon. Coming a long way, so if you supported them, that would be really cool. You will not be disappointed. And with that, I think I can play a song. This is a song that we end every week with, and it's a reminder to all of you out there, no matter how far you may be, even if you're in Berlin, Germany, turn on your radio and somebody will be there. See you next week.
Helps me.